Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Can I say it's the first time I've heard the phrase fine and dandy
in the weather forecast. Looney Tunes, I'm all back in the day now.
I guess so. As we've been hearing, the tenants of the Flying Pig on Hills Road say they've been given 6 months' notice to leave the premises. Justine and Matt Hatfield will now have to leave the Grassroots music venue in October 2021. That's 9 months before the end of their lease. Justine joins us this morning from the Flying Pig. Good morning to you, Justine.
Good morning, Julian. Hi there.
Hi.
Did you have any suggestion that this was coming?
Well, it's always been in our lease. There's always been a 6 months break clause in our lease. So it's for the last 10 years, we've known it was a possibility and that it's something that he could do at any point. So, yes.
And when what happened? You got an envelope, you opened it up?
Oh, a couple of nice gentlemen. And a couple of nice gentlemen came and delivered it personally. And we got an email and we got one in the post as well. So sure.
how did all of that make you feel?
Sick, really devastated. Words can't describe really physically and mentally the absolute devastation instantly there that this was it, that, you know, that it was gonna come to an end.
Because
we've always known that end was maybe in sight, but we kind of thought that we'd be given the grace of a little bit more time.
Yeah, because that's it, isn't it? I mean, it's been a bit of a battle for you with these development plans for about 10 years or now. So I mean, no wonder mentally you must be absolutely exhausted from it.
I think we've done a wonderful job of blocking it out of our brains, actually, and just getting on with what's fun about the job. And so we have, I mean, we've had a brilliant, absolutely brilliant 10 years and, 24 years we've been all told, but the last 10 years since the developer bought the premises, we've just blocked it, I think, and just got on with it and enjoyed it and tried to make the most of what we did have, so...
Do you think there was a certain inevitability that sooner or later, I'm saying your luck would run out, because you've worked very hard with, as of many regulars of the Flying Pig, to make sure you stayed open. But you know, the landlord is a landlord, and ultimately he can do what he likes with his property.
This is true. He owns the land, so it's just down to him. If he wants to give us 6 months' notice, he's well legally within his right to do so at this point, as far as I understand it. But it's just sad. What's sad about it is that he couldn't be persuaded that the Flying Pig was worth keeping, and that's a decision that only he could have made. And,
because at one time there were suggestions that the Flying Pig could form part of this, you know, this proposed new development. Although, having seen the pictures, one wonders as to how that might have been achieved. But there's no suggestion that could still happen anyway, and we could see, you know, a new pig emerge.
We have absolutely no idea what's happening next. We've been given 6 months' notice, but no explanation as to what his plans are for the place. So he hasn't done us that courtesy to date. So we've got no idea. As far as we're concerned, he wants us out October, and that's us done. He hasn't engaged in any kind of conversation about the future here at all with us.
I mean, 6 months. Oh, I mean, what do the next 6 months look like for you now?
Well, we're actually over a month into the 6 months, so it's not even 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, absolute panic to now relocate. Obviously, we've got two kids, so we've got to relocate our home of 24 years, as well as the business, and try and work out if there is another premise or something that we can build to kind of continue on what we've been doing here, keep the music scene going and not lose what the community that we all depend on. We all depend on it. So it's just, the outpouring on social media has been really very emotional.
And
I spent most of yesterday kind of sobbing into my pint. But this morning I wake up strong again, and we will, yeah, we will kind of, I honestly, I have no answers. I don't know how we do this.
But I guess I think, you know, when I first arrived in Cambridge, I'm from 15, 16 or so years ago now, and the landlord of the Cambridge Blue, Chris, he'd just moved, I think, at that time, over from the Free Press. The Free Press was a non-smoking pub. He arrived at the Cambridge Blue. That instantly became a non-smoking pub. Obviously, legislation has got caught up with that, with all of that now. But the point is that a landlady can go into a pub and they can take some of the spirit. So, you know, if there was the right opportunity, would you see yourselves returning, and you and Matt setting up shop again, and getting some, you know, live music back and creating, never be the same as the Flying Pig, but it would be an opportunity to capture some of the spirit of it all?
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, I think we're going to have to, it's going to take us quite a bit of to recover from the kind of shock of what's coming, what we're going to do, but we're certainly going to enjoy the last few months that we are here. We're going to keep the music going, and we're going to have, you know, as good a time as we can while we pack everything up. Yeah. But it's got to be done, and what the future holds, I can't imagine my life without all these guys, all the musicians, all the bands. I can't imagine settling down quietly in the country now. So I think it's time. You know, if anybody out there knows of any, you know, any pubs or any big spaces that have room for music, give us a shout, because, you know, we're looking.
Yeah. So. Well, we thank you for many years of fabulous music, and would urge everybody to remember that there's 5 months and more still left to go and have a pint and listen to some good music at the Flying Pig. Before you go, Justine, can I sort of check a tall tale with you? Is it true? Because one of our listeners, Linda, has sent a message in and says, did you know the Flying Pig and Justine herself feature in one of Alison Bruce's Gary Goodhue murder mystery novels? Is this true? And were you the person who did it?
Do you know, it's absolutely true. I am a fictional character in my own life. And very proud to be. Alison Bruce, yes, she's a dear friend who writes amazing books, I have to say. But yeah, The Flying Pig is very much in one of her books, and so am I. The Calling. Read The Calling, it's brilliant.
We will, definitely.
But it does freak people out slightly when they kind of, they meet me and they've maybe known me because our kids go to school together or something, and they kind of come into the playground and they're looking at me differently suddenly, and they're like, "You're in my book."
who would play you in the, if it gets serialised as an ITV drama? Because obviously all ITV dramas at the moment seem to be based in Cambridge. So who would who would play you?
I don't know. some. Hopefully some up-and-coming, bright young thing.
Obviously so. Justine, our best wishes from everyone.
You'll have to let us know what happens next for you. I was about to do a really cheesy pun there. I was about to say, because I think there's another chapter left in your story, Justine.
Oh,
sorry.
Thank you, Lucy.
Of course.
I'm sure there is.
Of course. I'm excited to hear what happens next for you guys. So you'll have to let us know.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks very much, Justine.
Nice to talk to you.
That's Justine Hatfield of The Flying Pig. We wish them the best of luck. It is 19 now before 9.